Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Amber Waves Hair Salon, where every day is a good hair day. Amber Waves, located in downtown Naperville. And brought to you by Fast Signs Naperville, Sullivan Steakhouse, Advanced Health of Naperville, and Massage Mastery by Cheryl.
Wow! I feel good. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Dolly McCarthy here. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio. As you know, it's a good show, I like to call it. We are airing every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10. I am your host. So thanks for tuning in to the good show. Every week, we like to bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and, of course, at least one good laugh. And I welcome your calls, so call me. Tell me your opinions, your thoughts, anything good, any good news you want to share, asking my guests a question, anything funny you want to add, I'm all ears. So give us a call. The number to call is 347-945-7215. Well, it's just about time to kick off the Memorial Day weekend and all the festivities that go along with that. Have you all gotten your burgers and your ribs already? I know I stocked up, so we're ready to go. Ribs are on sale at Target if you happen to go over there to Target. Just an FYI there. We're looking forward to the Memorial Day weekend. The kids, my older kids anyway, are just wrapping up high school. This week was finals. They're still finishing up some more finals today, and I think tomorrow maybe one or two, and that's it. And that's it. Summer starts, and my younger ones get out on Tuesday. That will be their last day of school. So we're looking for summer fun ideas. So if you have a chance to call, give me a call and let me know some ideas that you're going to be doing this summer with your kids. You going on any trips? Let me know if you're doing something locally that might be fun to share with my listeners. We appreciate that. And anybody who calls in has a chance to win a special basket, and I'll tell you more about that in a moment. So one of the things that I did with my son, my oldest son, Jimmy, when he was very young, is in the summer we had planned a walk around Lake Geneva, and he wanted it to benefit a little boy that we knew who had cancer. So we took pledges, and he collected donations, and we collected about $3,500. We walked around the entire lake, which is like a marathon. It's about 26 miles. We did it in exactly 12 hours. We stopped for an hour for lunch, and this is when he was about 9 or 10 years old, and we just had a great time together. Something as simple as a walk with your kids, but that walk was very special because that was 26 miles. We sure had a lot to talk about, a lot of discovering that we did around the lake, and it was for a great cause, and all the proceeds went to Make-A-Wish. And then Jimmy had the honor of going there, and they presented him with a little plaque. And it was such a great, great moment in his life and one he'll never forget. So that was a really fun summer activity that we did. And speaking of Make-A-Wish, this weekend, I'm going to tell you right now, this show, all the things I'm telling you, all tie in together. It's just amazing how this happened this week. But first, let me tell you, this weekend, speaking of Make-A-Wish, Saturday night, May 25th, Bracconi's Pizza in Naperville, great pizza place, one of my favorite pizza places on the planet. They're hosting a fundraiser, karaoke for a cure for Make-A-Wish. Isn't that wonderful? And our good friend Kathy Reckenmacher is the one that's organized this. This is her fifth year organizing it. It's all for Make-A-Wish, great cause, great pizza, and some awesome karaoke-ing, which, you know, is one of my favorite things to do. So I'm going to be stopping by over there. I hope you'll stop by and say hello and sing a few songs. I hope you'll be able to get the mic because I do tend to hog mics. And that's over at Bracconi's Pizza in Naperville. And now, here, remember I told you this all ties in together. The owner of Bracconi's Pizza, Velma Paz, stopped over and dropped off this beautiful basket that I posted a picture of on my Facebook page. It's a beautiful pink hot pink, all kinds of goodies in here. We've got different types of salsa, cute hot pink mugs. They look like the kind that you put in your freezer and they chill and they keep your drink cold. Some tostadas, and it's just adorable. And this was made by a friend of hers. Her name is Evelyn Riviera, and she put this basket together. This is her business. She creates homemade salsa, and it's called Muchacha. I just love saying that word, Muchacha. And I don't know what this salsa tastes like, but Velma tells me it's awesome, and she's going to bring an extra jar over here so I can taste it because I'm not quite sure where you can get this. But there is a website, www.muchacha.biz, so check that out. And one of my callers will be lucky enough and, you know, win this basket today. We don't have any trivia today, but if you call in, and I'll just randomly pick you. So give us a call. Did I mention the number? 347-945-7215. That's the number to call in. All right, I have two special guests today. Oh, I have to say one more thing. How about the Bears, Brian Urlacher, man? Yesterday, announcing on Twitter that he's retiring. You know, this is supposed to be a good show, and so we're going to focus on that. And Brian Urlacher, for a whole generation of Bears fans, he was the Chicago Bears, and I think he's such a classy guy. And I'm glad he didn't put on a different uniform and that he stayed all of his 13 years with the NFL with the Bears. So now he is always, always, always a Bear, and I think that's great news. Good news. All right, let's move on to my first guest. I hope I hit the right button here. You know me, I'm always trying to figure out this board. Hello, are you there? Wait, oops. I hope I didn't lose my caller. Hello, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, is this Mary?
This is Christina.
Christina.
Hi.
This is too funny. Christina, I'm going to put you back on hold because you're coming up next. That's Christina Diamond, everybody. I'm going to put you back on hold. Sorry, Christina. She's going to be coming up next. And we've got Mary. Mary, are you there? Petinato? Mary? Are you with me? Oh, my listeners love this. Mary, are you there? Hi, Mary. Petinato, are you there?
Christina Diamond.
Oh, no. Christina, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Hold
darn
on,
it, it's me
trying.
Again.
Let's keep trying because I know Mary is here. Mary, are you there? I wonder if I lost her. Let's try another thing. You know, I'm still learning this board. It's crazy.
I'm here.
Mary, there you are. I'm so sorry.
No problem.
This is a real treat because this is Memorial Day weekend, and I am just thrilled. Yesterday I was working, anchoring at WGN CLTV News, and Mary was on Paul Lisnick's show, Politics Tonight, I just love Paul's Politics Tonight show. I love watching that show. Mary was a guest on the show. And right before she went on, I said, you know, Mary, I would love to have you on my show. Let's do it the Thursday before Memorial Day. And you all know how I've got three jobs, so I totally spaced out. I couldn't believe that this was actually Memorial Day weekend. So Mary goes, well, that's tomorrow, Dolly. I'm like, well, are you available? Come on the show. So she was. So I'm glad, Mary, that at such last minute you could be on the show. We can share the good works that you do. Mary Petinato, I hope I'm saying that right, Mary.
Perfect.
Great, because I'm Italian, even though I have a McCarthy last name. I got it. Mary is the co-founder and CEO of Honor Flight Chicago. And Mary, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about this? I know a lot of people have heard of it, but tell us how it works and exactly what it is.
Well, as we all know, Memorial Day is coming up, and it's a special day for all Americans. It's a day that we honor the servicemen and women who lost their lives while serving our country, those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms that we enjoy today.
Absolutely.
And in memory of those men and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice, I would challenge you to consider those men and women who are our most senior veterans, our World War II veterans. The average age of our World War II veterans is 89.75. We fly these brave men and women, average age almost 90, to Washington, D.C. to see the World War II Memorial. The memorial was built nearly 60 years after the war ended, when most of these fellas were not able to make the trip on their own. So we fly all expense paid to Washington, D.C. for a day of honor, of recognition, and for the chance for a grateful nation to say thanks.
Oh, Mary, that's just so wonderful. How do you find these veterans? Is there a registry with the government, or is it a challenge to find these?
It is the biggest challenge yet. Initially, we've been flying now for 5 years, and 48 flights. And initially, there was no challenge. We made the announcement, and we flew, 50 to 100 vets, depending upon the year. Now, as we've gotten into our sixth year of flying, it becomes harder and harder to find World War II veterans who know about us and who are able to fly on their own to Washington, D.C. We have a one-to-one ratio guardian to veterans, so everyone's got their own personal caretaker, if you will, for the day. Everyone has their own wheelchair, but it's still hard to find these veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And, Sally, it's fascinating to me. Honor Flight Chicago is based in Chicago, and we fly the Chicagoland veterans. But this is a nationwide movement. So across the country, there are Honor Flight hubs who fly their veterans, their heroes, to Washington, D.C. to see their memorial.
That is just amazing. That is just so wonderful. And how are you able to fund these flights? Do you get donations?
Like you and
do you have fundraisers?
We have fundraisers, but it's primarily donations because we're so busy flying. Imagine the logistics of flying 190-year-olds every 4 weeks. You call a World War II veteran, you invite him on the flight, and you hear about his bowel movements, about his medicine, about his children's illnesses, and everything else in the process. So we primarily just take donations from people like you and me. But more importantly now than the donations, we are asking for your help, reaching out to as many World War II heroes that you know. Go to honorflight.org. Log on, find out the hub that you're closest to, and then sign the veteran up. Sign them for their day of honor. As these veterans describe it as the second best day of their entire life, second only to marrying their wife of 65 years.
Oh, my. Oh, that's just so wonderful. Mary, I'm sure you've got lots of memorable moments. Do you have one that you can share with us?
So the flight itself is just it's a great day all around. You know, we have the tunes of the 40s in the morning at the gate. We have a water cannon salute, the highest honor you can bestow on a retiring pilot or plane when the plane lands. We go to the World War II Memorial, the Lincoln Korean and Vietnam Memorial, the Air and Space Museum where the Enola Gay is housed. On the flight home, unbeknownst to the veteran, we've done mail call, just like they had during the war, except instead of getting letters from their mom and dad, it's from their wife of 65 years, their children, their grandchildren, their neighbors, their friends, the mayor, the governor, everyone that wants to reach out and say thanks. When the plane lands, the veterans are clutching their 500 pieces of mail to their chest. And I mean, some get as many as 500, 1,000 letters from loved ones. They're clutching their mail to their chest, and all they want to do is find their wife and get home.
Aww.
And unbeknownst to them, we have between 3,000 and 5,000 people at the airport. We have Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. It's wonderful. And one veteran on our last flight was asked, "Bob, how was your day today?" And he stopped, and he looked, and he said, "Well, I've never been to heaven, but I'm guessing today was mighty close."
Oh, I just love that. You got to love that. Oh, what you're doing is just fantastic. It's just wonderful. And you also have something called Operation Locate a Hero. As you said, your main goal now is trying to find these World War II veterans so that they can take advantage of this great opportunity that you're providing. How can people help with that?
We would love your help with this. Operation Locate a Hero, we just announced the campaign. It is go out door to door, reach out to your neighbor, your friend, your buddy who has a World War II veteran dead, and help him or her sign up. So in the past, we'd mail out an application, they'd fill it out, they'd sign up. Now they they get stuck on one question and they put it, you know, on the little corner on their kitchen table and it gets lost with the newspaper. So what we need are people to go door to door to help us make this a viral movement to honor our most senior heroes, our World War II veterans.
All right. Well, on this Memorial Day weekend, Mary Patinato, co-founder and CEO of Honor Flight Chicago and Operation Locate a Hero, we salute you for your efforts in all that you do for our veterans, and especially our most senior veterans. And in memory of all that pay the ultimate sacrifice, happy Memorial Day. And to all of you listening at home, Memorial Day weekend is this weekend. I know we have such busy, crazy lives, and it's such an important weekend. We're all looking forward to it. Do yourselves, do our American veterans a favor. If you have a dull flag, a ripped flag, replace that flag and put up a beautiful American flag in honor of our veterans and those that have passed on, as I said, who have paid the ultimate sacrifice. And to those senior veterans, honor them. Hang the flag up all weekend long. Go to a parade and honor those veterans. There's lots of parades all over the Chicagoland area that I know of. There's one right here in Naperville, in downtown Naperville, and it's wonderful. They have all the veterans, and there's a special ceremony beforehand, a wreath laying, and so it's a great time to do that. And if you want to replace your flag, your old flag, you can take it over to a local VFW hall. Many of them have mailboxes that you can put those flags into, and they will properly dispose of them. Again, my guest today, Mary Patinato, the founder of Honor Flight Chicago. Thanks so much, Mary, for joining us.
Thank you, darling. Happy Memorial Day.
Take care. All right, and our next guest is Christina Diamond. Christina, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Oh, sorry about all that, Christina. You know, I'm a journalist. I'm a writer. I'm not a techie, so I struggle with this radio board here. But let's get to Christina Diamond. She is the founder and CEO of WIN. That's Women in Need. Christina, I was looking over your website and your Facebook page, and you have quite a mission statement there. A lot of it's very ambitious. How do you do it? And let's just start out first by telling us about WIN, and okay, then I want to find out how you personally were inspired to do this.
Okay. Well, WIN was designed to sort of initially be an information source for women going through a life transition, be it, a divorce or a separation, maybe like someone had illness, and there was a big traumatic change in their life, and maybe she needed some sort of public assistance, or maybe she needed legal advice and couldn't afford it. Through personal experience, I've been able to sort of collect a ton of information and put it in a centralized location. And I thought, well, you know, if I'm going through all this myself and I get through it and everything's fine and great, it'll be an awful waste of all this energy and resources and information that I've learned over, you know, the course of the last several years. Maybe I can help other women with it. So that's how it started, and it sort of has kind of become its own thing. I mean, we're still growing. By no means are we, you know, where we need to be yet. We're still in infancy and waiting for our 501c3 status, which is incredible and very exciting. But really, we're just it's like every chance I turn around, there's somebody that needs something in a life that we can touch in some way. And this mission that we're going on this weekend is a prime example of that. So we get to help not just women, but everybody, which is incredible. It's an incredible feeling.
Now, this weekend, we talked earlier, so I know what you're doing, but for my listeners, you are going to Oklahoma, where the town of Moore, Oklahoma, was devastated by that deadly monster tornado that hit earlier this week. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, again, we're all kind of sitting around watching this on the news, and I have friends down in Oklahoma. Thankfully, you know, nobody was anywhere near Moore, but, you know, the first thing you do is you think of your loved ones, and I immediately got on the phone and started making phone calls, and, you know, the typical response, and it's a good response, is, you know, we're going to pray for Moore. We're going to pray for the people of Oklahoma, and sure, I'm going to pray too, but in the meantime, I just I felt like I needed to do something, and through my big mouth and
you're
my social media presence.
You're one of those. You are a doer. You are definitely a doer.
A little bit. But through social media and, you know, my obsession with Facebook, I was put into contact with some other really amazing people, and we sort of formed a team that's headed down there, and it kind of happened within hours. And Dolly, it's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. A friend of mine put me in touch with a gentleman by the name of Sean Kelly. Sean Kelly connected me to Ryan Jandura of Shanahan Fire Department. They had already planned on going. They needed more donations. They needed a means to get there, and we kind of collaborated and combined our efforts, and now it's us and Plainfield Fire Department and Chicago Fire Department. And, you know, I hate to say that this is a good thing, but these type of tragedies really show a sense of community and camaraderie and brotherhood and sisterhood. And we're meeting so many people online. I mean, we have a base now that we can go to just outside of Moore, where we can bring our supplies and a commitment from a group of single moms that are actually going through their 501c3 that are dedicated to helping other people, that they are going to help us get the much needed supplies out to the people that need it most desperately. And
what
it's not, and Dolly, it's
need?
Not, everything from water, food, diapers, feminine products. They're also asking for adult diapers, you know, things that are necessities that aren't, they don't always make the immediate need list. There's a lot of dog and cat food needs. This is rural, so there's horses and livestock, and wow, I mean, it's unreal. There's a lot. But we actually found out yesterday that, I don't know if you recall hearing this on the news, but the tornado had actually started in Newcastle and touched down. There was a couple that had touched down the day before. So there are actually surrounding towns around Moore that are not getting the need that they're
right.
Almost desperate right now. Their pantries and their supplies and reserves are completely depleted. So it looks like we'll be making stops there as well to try to help out. So
that's fantastic. Are you going to be on a bus, or are you flying down? How are you doing that? You're going with the Plainfield Fire Department?
Plainfield, Shanahan, and Chicago. Yeah, we've got volunteers from all three. Isn't it great? I mean, it's...
Yes, that is going to be quite... Even the ride down there is going to be precious, just being around all those kind of people that just dropped everything and helped help those people in need. Even if you can't drop everything and hop on a bus or an airplane and get to Oklahoma, there are still plenty of things for you to do and ways to help. And what can people that can't do that, Christina, do to help you? Help win, help Oklahoma, help your mission to get there and help those in need.
Well,
what can people at home do?
As it turns out, we had a truck that was donated to us to get there, but there were some logistics and timing issues, and they unfortunately had to pull back. So we are very, very, very desperately seeking truck, like a tractor trailer and a driver that would donate their time, you know, to get these supplies down there. We've got a truck full for sure. And we're also looking for gift cards, cash, like I said, water, diapers, food, feminine products. There's some collection areas throughout Boulder Hill and Plainfield. 35 Marnell Road is the Boulder Hill drop-off location, and then the Plainfield Station 4 is another drop-off location. And if they get in touch with us through Facebook, and you know they need some way to get us some supplies or whatever, you know, somebody will come out and meet them. Can I give them the Facebook?
Because you mentioned these different drop-off places, and I do have some listeners all over the country, even internationally.
Okay.
I have some in Rome, even. I always say hello to my Rome friends. And so you can mail them, and she's got a great Facebook page, WIN, Women in Need. Check that out. Go ahead, Christina. Is there anything you wanted to add? A website?
Yes. It's facebook.com/womeninneedus. That's the direct address. You can get right there. And Dolly, I just had to say thank you to a couple people, a couple businesses. Texas Roadhouse and Target in Plainfield have sponsored our trip. Olive Garden and Bradley has reached out to sponsor us. And I just heard last night my friends at Saddle Up in Naperville, that's the saloon and dance hall, are going to be generous and try to get us there. So this isn't just one community. This is a big portion of our neighborhoods reaching out and getting together to do this. It's amazing.
Yes. Well, I was glad to hear you mention Target because I just plugged their ribs today earlier on the show. So there we go. Now I feel good about that, that Target is there. But they do. They are a generous corporation as we are witness. We get to witness the generosity of so many people and the caring and the pulse of our country, really. Everybody coming together to help those in Oklahoma. Oklahoma, you're not alone. We're there with you. You're in our thoughts and prayers, and we everybody around the country is taking action because we saw what happened, and we just can't believe the destruction. I did a story earlier this week in Rockford about the school children and how those teachers just covered their bodies over the kids to protect them. The kids, some of them were found under cinder blocks, and my story was about more tornado safety and what Rockford schools are doing to keep kids safe. But in the process of learning all of that, just hearing the stories of those teachers and the kids and the teachers praying, you know, with their children in these public school environment, was very touching to hear. And even more so, hearing stories about your mission and your efforts to get out there, Christina. I know it's hard for you. You're a single parent. You're a working mom. And, you know, I have a special place in my heart for those working moms and single parents. So I really commend you for your efforts. And, okay, let's go back a little bit and talk more about WIN and why did you personally start this?
Well, like I said, you knew me from when I owned my shop in Naperville. And, you know, you get used to a certain way of life. And, you know, life was good. Life was great. You know, business professional, young business professional, active in the community. And my ex and I, you know, we severed ties, and I went from having, my life kind of planned years and years ahead to sort of being on the rebound and trying to figure out what move to make next. And I made the decision to actually sell my business. And then when my father died, just weeks after my ex and I split, I kind of went, you know, upside down, and I had to seek I don't like that word. I don't like the word charity. I had to seek the kindness of others. There was a lot of
You needed help, for many women that were put in your same situation. They probably were the ones that were on the giving end for many years, and then all of a sudden you find yourself needing to be given something to help you. And you know what? Women need to understand that's okay. And you know what? That will pass. And as you have shown through WIN, that's a moment in your life. It only makes you stronger, and it makes you a better person, I think, because you are a beautiful person, Christina. I know her. And you've risen up, and look at all that you're doing to help people in need. I'm really proud of you, and this WIN is going to really take off. Good luck to you all on this trip, and be safe. Remember that, because your babies are still at home waiting for you to come back.
Yes, ma'am.
And keep us posted on all your wonderful things going on with this group.
We will. We're going to post the mission on Facebook, so just have them follow us there.
Okay, so everyone check out WIN, Women in Need, on Facebook. She's got about 200 likes. Let's get that up there. Let's get some more likes on there. Christina Diamond, thank you so much. She's the founder and CEO of WIN, and we wish you safe travels as you head to Oklahoma. Post some things on Facebook and pictures, would you please?
We will do that. Thank you so much, Dolly.
You're welcome. See you later. Take care.
All right. Bye.
All right. You know what? I am so sorry. We were in the middle of a conversation, and we had a few callers that called in, so I'm going to save this basket that I was going to give away, this beautiful muchacha salsa basket. I'm going to give it away next week, so I apologize for not being able to get to the callers. But we will have time. We will make time next week. It's going to be a good show next week, all about kindness. And as I said, as you know, this is the good show, the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio. And we're going to end this show on a good note, the Thursday before Memorial Day weekend. I know you're probably packing up the car, filling up the gas tank, maybe taking a road trip to be with family and friends and celebrate this weekend. I hope the weather cooperates. I really do. But if not, it's still going to be a great weekend. Take time to honor our veterans. Get to a parade. Hang that American flag with pride as you're flipping the burgers, those great American burgers and hot dogs. And then listen in next week to another edition of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thanks so much, everybody, for listening. Happy Memorial Day. And a salute to all of our veterans and those that paid the ultimate sacrifice. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel